So yes, this week Parashat Kedoshim, many mitzvahs to talk about, but we decided to talk about two specific mitzvahs that have a common link between them, a very interesting phrase that we don't see that often in the Torah.
Yeah, we saw two mitzvot in our parasha, which end with V'yareta me'elokech, and you shall fear God. And those two mitzvot didn't seem to be the mitzvot that would deserve this. One of them was not cursing a deaf person, not putting an obstacle in front of a blind person, and the other one was respecting old people, standing up before an elderly person. We tried to understand why these two mitzvot, these two groups of mitzvot, are the ones that are most fit to end with, and you shall fear God.
Exactly. Why do these mitzvot specifically have that ending? What's the relationship between the mitzvot? More so, why is each mitzvah doubled? Why do we have a double commandment in each one of them? And of course, what is the connection between these mitzvot to what's going on today in our day-to-day life? Because there's a very deep, important lesson to what's going on specifically as we're seeing developing in these campuses in the U.S. with the younger generation. What's the connection to all that? Hope you enjoy it. Take a look. Parashat Kedoshim, one of these parshas with so many mitzvahs, so many small commandments in them. I want to focus this week on one, maybe two very specific ones. The pasuk says, "Mipnei seva takum ve'adarta pnei zaken." You shall rise, you should stand up in front of somebody older, and you should respect the elderly. And then the pasuk adds to that the saying, "Ve'yareta me'elokecha ani Hashem." You should fear God because I am God, ani Hashem. And number one, you have to ask, what is the relationship between the two? This concept of "Ve'yareta me'elokecha ani Hashem." These four words don't appear that many times in the Torah. We'll see in a second where else it appears. But first of all, why does it appear here in this commandment? Why is it connected to this commandment? And then number two, also, we have to understand, what is the relationship between the two sides? Between you have to respect the elderly and you also have to stand up for an older person. Why say it twice? Why say it in such a way? But like I said, when you look at this concept of V'yareta me'elokecha ani Hashem, it appears one more time in our parsha in all the mitzvahs that we see. It also appears another one time in Sefer Vayikra. But in this parsha, it appears one more time in the mitzvah of Lo tekalel cheresh ve'lifnei iver lo titen michshol ve'yareta me'elokecha ani Hashem. You should not curse, you should not speak badly to a deaf person, and you should not put an obstacle in front of a blind person to make them fall. And this is ve'yareta me'elokecha ani Hashem. This is because you should fear God because I am God. And Rashi on the spot explains that because this is a commandment that you might say to yourself, oh, nobody sees or nobody notices me doing this bad thing. This deaf person doesn't hear me talking. Then I can do it and I can be bad to this person. I can do this avira. I can do this bad thing. Therefore, remember that on top of everything, you have God. On top of everything, you should always fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even though you think nobody sees, nobody hears, still remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there and you should fear God. Now, this makes sense in the pasuk over there. But when you take it back to the pasuk over here of Mipnei Seva Takum, Rashi explains also that you should say to yourself, oh, I didn't notice this older person walking in. That's why I didn't get up. So don't say that to yourself because HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows you should fear God. But in that case, you can say this about many mitzvahs too, many other averas, so many instances in life and different things that we do. You can say to yourself, oh, I wasn't aware that this happened. Oh, I didn't know that the meat and milk are together. Oh, I didn't know that you cannot do this on Shabbos. You can always claim that you didn't know, that you didn't notice. So why over here? Why in this pasuk of Mipnei Seva Takum V'Adarta Pnei Zaken, do you have to respect the elderly? Why does the Torah feel the need to add this concept of V'yareta Me'elokecha Ani Hashem?
Yeah, it's a good question. I understand really with the blind person and the deaf person, there's something in there, which is a situation where someone doesn't notice what you're doing. But as you said, we can tie many other mitzvot and find some way where you could have done it without anybody noticing. But maybe we have to look at this differently. The assumption of V'yareta Me'elokecha is usually that because or in order for me to do that commandment, I need to have fear of God. Why would I not curse a deaf person? Why would I not put an obstacle before someone who doesn't see anyways that I put the obstacle? Not because of fear of men, but rather because of fear of God. If I have that fear of God, I'm able to achieve the mitzvah. Meaning, v'yareta me'elokecha leads to, you know, not speaking, not cursing a deaf person. But the problem with that is that if that's the case, the order should be the other way around. You need to have fear of God, and then out of that you'll reach. But the pasuk says the exact opposite. And maybe we could read it exactly the order it's in. It isn't the opposite order. Yes, there is a certain element of having fear of God that could lead you to these mitzvot, but it's also the other way around. Meaning, someone who's only focused on avoiding things that people see, I won't do bad to someone because, you know, he'll see that I did it to him and, you know, who knows how he'll respond. Someone who develops the sensitivity to avoid hurting someone, even if they don't know they hurt them, to avoid doing something even if no one knows that they did anything wrong. Someone who builds up that sensitivity, first of all, towards another person, that will develop in them the Yirat Elokim. Because Yirat Elokim is about having fear of something which is abstract, which I don't see. It's easy to fear someone who's looking at me and angry. It's harder to fear someone who I don't see and is abstract and it's hard to grasp. But when I develop in myself that sensitivity, that my fear, a positive fear of not doing something wrong, not hurting someone, is not only about whether someone sees me or doesn't see me. It goes beyond that. It develops in me that ability to focus on doing what's right and to fear doing what's wrong, even when it's something that is more abstract. It leads me to Yirat Elokim. And maybe that's why this is true also with the elderly. Respecting the elderly leads me also to Yirat Elokim. Just as Lo Tekalel Cheresh, Lifnei Iver Lo Titen Michshol, leads me to Ve'yareta Me'elohecha, also having respect to the past, having respect to other wisdom, having respect to previous generations, to people who are older than you, who bring things that you don't have, not only focusing on what you know, what you think, having that respect builds up what's needed to achieve Emuna, what's needed to achieve Ve'yareta Me'elohecha. And I think these cover really two sides of Emuna, of Yirat Elokim. You know, the mitzvah of Emuna is in Aseret HaDibrot, Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotzeticha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. There are two sides to that. There's Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am your God. Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei, Haya Hove Yeh, I am everything. I was, I will be, the past and the future and the present. And that's the aspect of godliness that's everywhere in everything, even if you don't see it, even if you can't grasp it. And that's something that we build up through the way we treat other human beings, first of all, through the way we treat the world around us. When we develop that ability, that sensitivity that goes beyond just, you know, our interactions with other people, goes beyond what's really right to do, what's wrong to do, that leads me to also my ability to achieve Yirat Elokim. But there's another side to that sentence. Asher Hotzeticha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. It's talking about your God, the God who led you out of Mitzrayim, the God who gave you the Torah. Part of Emunah, part of our Yirat Elokim is connecting to our past, to the story that our nation went through that was given over to us from father to son, from father to son. If you don't have that respect to the past, you don't have this respect to your parents, to the wiser people, to the people from the past, to the elderly, which sometimes in modern world are seen as, oh, they don't know, they're ancient, they're outdated. No, having that other side of the Emunah, which is based on tradition, which is based on that respect, reaching that comes from this mitzvah. So you have these two mitzvot that both complete that picture of Emunah and Yirat Elokim. The side of Lo Tekalel Cheresh, Lifnei Iver Lo Titen Michshol, and the side of Mipnei Seiva Takum, respect, standing up before the elderly, respecting the elderly, both together achieve Ve'yareta Me'elohecha.
Very good, very good. You know, you're saying that there are different levels that eventually will get you to this Ve'yareta Me'elokecha Ani Hashem. There's a very interesting story about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai in the Gemara that I'm going to get to in a second. But before that, also, when you look in the Psukim, when you look at both Psukim, you can not only see levels, but also maybe circles or also some kind of other different levels. Where in the beginning, with the first Pasuk of Lo Tekalel Cheresh Ve'lifnei Iver Lo Titen Machshol, there's a big difference between these two commandments. One commandment, the first one, is not cursing a deaf person, is you actually doing something that is literally bad. Don't do it even to someone who won't notice it. And then on top of that, there is Lifnei Iver Lo Titen Michshol. Don't put an obstacle in front of a blind person. Now, you could say that you didn't think it's an obstacle. You didn't know that the blind person is there. You just did something which objectively is not a bad thing, but it ended up being a bad thing. These two things could be these two kind of steps where obviously don't do something that is directly a bad thing. Don't even do something that might result in a bad thing. And then these two things together, once you acquire these traits, once you acquire these values, this will help you get to Ve'yareta Me'elokecha Ani Hashem, like you were saying. And then the same thing also with Mipnei Seiva Takum. First of all, have the specific act that you're doing for an elderly person. Engrave into yourself this one thing. Just do one thing you take upon yourself in order to respect the elderly, get up for them. And then out of this will grow the greater good of you being respectful to the elderly in a greater aspect, in a broader sense of things by Vehadalta Pnei Zaken. And these things together, again, from this one specific act that will lead to this broader aspect, this will lead to Ve'yareta Me'elokecha Ani Hashem. And also, going back to what you were saying and to the story of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai about creating the sensitivity in people, creating the sensitivity in us through these different acts, maybe this is what Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is telling his Talmidim. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the rabbi who saved Am Yisrael after the Churban Beit HaMikdash, HaMikdash, Yavne Chachamea, saving the world of Torah, saving the Jewish nation, preparing Am Yisrael for Galut. On his deathbed, his Talmidim come to visit him, and they ask him for one last blessing, Bachenu, give us this one last thing you're teaching us. And says Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai to them a very interesting thing. He says, Yihi Ratzon, Shiyeh Morah Shamayim Aleichem Kemorah Basar Vadam. I am praying that you shall fear God like you fear human beings. And the Talmidim, of course, turned to him and says, What do you mean? We should fear God like we fear human beings. This is your last blessing to us. And says Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, he doubles down. He says, I wish that you will fear God as much as you fear human beings. Because says Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai to them over there, the exact same thing we're saying here. Mitzvahs, keeping mitzvahs, many times we look at the people around us and we only do them because of the people around us, because there are people looking at us, whether we're doing something good or whether we're doing something bad. We are always taking other people's perspective into account in what we do. And says Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, start from there. I wish you would start from there. And then from there, you will get to this greater perspective of Ve'yareta me'elokecha, to this greater level of Yirat Shamayim. And says Rav Kook about this, a very strong sentence. He says, עיקר השלמות הוא תלוי בחוזק הקניינים הרוחניים ולא בגודל ציוריהם. That the real content, the real shlemut, being whole, getting to this greater level of spirituality, getting to this greater level of values, depends on what we acquire for ourselves of owning these values and not necessarily on this greater ideas, these greater visions. Getting to this high level, getting to this high virtue as a person depends on owning it inside, internally. And says Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, at least as much as you feel it and own it when there are people around you who are looking at you. Are you on that level? Are you on that level of recognizing, realizing, having a fear from HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the same level that you would have from people around you? And you know, also what we were saying about respecting the elderly and looking around at what's going on today, what's been going on for the past decade. There's something very clear. We've said this many times. Always there is the younger generation, the new generation. Their job is to build another level on top of the previous generation. And many times this happens by knocking down some foundations from the previous generation, by rebelling a little bit against the previous generation. That's the way the world is built. However, in the end of the day, this new generation has to recognize the generations that came before them and put them where they are. You can't rebel against everything. You can't destroy everything. And when you look at what's going on today, specifically on the college campuses in the US, it's very clear that over the past decade or so, you saw how this younger generation is not only rebelling a little bit against the previous generation in order to try to add a level, but they're trying to destroy the entire history, rebelling entirely against the history, trying to erase it, trying to judge the history by today's standards, trying to apply today's standards to the history, and by that, having zero respect to the history. And through that, what eventually happens is that you also have no respect for the people around you, for mankind, and you can end up calling for genocide of a nation, to destroy the Jewish nation only 80 years after the Holocaust. One thing leads to the other, and we can see it in front of our eyes manifesting. We can see it in front of our eyes happening today in reality with what's going on the college campuses. And keeping all this in mind, maybe this is again what the Psukim are saying over here. Mipnei seiva takum v'adarta pnei zaken. It's very hard to be respectful to the history, to the previous generations, to the older generations, when you don't acknowledge the good that they brought into the world, when you don't acknowledge the fact that you are here today based on what they did. Because when you look at them, they don't seem like people that have caused that good into the world, because they are past the years that they have worked hard. They are past the years that they have done their good for the world. Now it's time for you to respect them for what they did. But if we don't respect them, if we can't respect things that we don't see with our own eye, very quickly you get to disrespecting the elderly. And then from disrespecting the elderly, you get to disrespecting anybody around you or any cause that you for yourself decide is not worthy of being respected. And from disrespecting anybody, the path to not only disrespecting, but also not acknowledging people as living, as human beings, is very quick, as we've just seen 80 years ago. We just had Yom HaShoah this week. We're going to have Yom HaZikaron, Yom HaTzmaut. We've been going through the past half a year through this crazy time. We see around us on these campuses how everything is rolling, how everything is happening in front of our eyes, how one leads to the other. Maybe this is what the Torah is saying over here, that in these small psukim, lo tekalel cheresh ulifnei iver lo titen michshol, you shouldn't put an obstacle in front of a blind person. Don't do bad things you think no one is seeing. And also, mipnei seiva takum v'adarta pnei zaken, be respectful to the elderly, even though you don't recognize them being worthy of respect. These things together bring ve'yareta me'elokecha ani Hashem, the fear of God, because eventually, fearing God, being fearful of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that created the world, this is what drives the world and allows us to live together and to continue building the world to a good place and creating more good in the world.
It's interesting the connection you're making here with college campuses, because one of the things we see there is often these big ideas, these slogans that seem very nice on the outside. They seem, you know, equality and diversity and all these big words. But you look at the things they're saying and the way they're acting, and like it doesn't go together. And I think this connects exactly to what you brought from Rav Kook and the story of Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai. Big ideas, if they stay as big ideas and they don't go through this process of step by step, not starting from Vayaretam Elokecha, but the opposite, starting from getting up in front of an older person and climbing up from there, from natural steps, from how you treat the world around you, that's how you reach up. That process of not going Vayaretam Elokecha, which is a big abstract idea, fear of God. What is God? How do I fear God? Not starting there, but the other way around. Starting with the way you treat the elderly, the way you treat the past, starting with how you treat people who don't know you're doing damage to them, starting from there and climbing up step by step until you reach the abstract ideas of Vayaretam Elokecha.
Very good, very good. We're out of time, so we'll have to stop here. Obviously, we can talk so much more about this topic, about respecting our history, about tradition, about being a link in the chain of generations, in the chain of our history, of our nation. Again, being between Yom HaShoah and Yom HaZikaron, Yom HaTzma'ut, seeing what's been gone the past year, seeing so many Jews around the world who have suddenly rediscovered the Judaism, the connection to Yiddishkeit, the connection to Am Yisrael over the past few months. But again, we're out of time. We'll have to stop here, and Shkoyach Yitzi.
Shkoyach Tuvia, Chodesh Tov, and Shabbat Shalom. Chag Atzmaut Sameach.
Shabbat Shalom, Chodesh Tov, Chag Atzmaut Sameach, and Yom Tov Hashem, we'll talk again next week.